This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can find us by going to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And guess what? You can send us an email message over there, and it will come to us. It takes just a little bit to get to us. And if it gets to us soon enough, we'll read the message on the air and make you a star. All right. Here we go. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States
of America
and to the republic
for which it stands
one nation under God indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. So, Mr. Kyle, another day in paradise here. We're wandering around looking at things, and here we go. Of course, Russia firing all those missiles, still firing missiles, and planes being shot down, helicopters being shot down. We're being told 137 Ukraine troops have been killed. And what I told you during the break, I'm going to mention it now because this is really odd. I've heard of a lot of things that have been strange in a battlefield. But how about a truck that has an incinerator on it? And when one of the Russian soldiers gets killed, they take their identification because they're going to send it home in a little container or whatever. But they cremate their body.
Yeah. Yes.
I heard that and I said, they do what? And that's what they're doing. They've got the cremation trucks following the Russian troops around for the Russians, any of them that they get killed. So we have no idea how many of them have been lost.
Well, right. I mean, this certainly seems to go along with the idea of controlling the information, controlling the perception, especially back home. And by the way, Captain, almost 2,000 people have been detained. I think it's 1,800 have already been detained that we know of in Russia. I believe it's in Moscow.
For protesting.
For protesting the war. And what a different kind of world it is now compared to the then Soviet Union 30 years ago. The idea of trying to control that narrative, especially with things like the internet, yes, they will have controls and these kinds of things, but information's going to get out more than Putin perhaps could ever think. And so it's going to be harder than it ever has been to try to manipulate the people with information, because they've been getting nothing but propaganda about this stuff.
Now, as I pointed out, I'm going to be at CPAC tomorrow, looking forward to that, but holding the CPAC political conference right here in Florida, in Orlando, puts our Governor Ron DeSantis on the spotlight and up on the stage, and he got up there yesterday, and he says, let me welcome you to the freest state in the United States, and he brought the house down.
I can imagine he would. Absolutely. Well, Captain, it's on display right now. What does a true authoritarianism look like? What does it look like when somebody just does not even accept your right to have your own country? These are the kinds of things we've been battling for many, many years, generations in this country, and here it is again in stark relief. And so the idea of freedom, the idea of self-determination, and whatever form that might be is really front and center.
It looks like the world according to the squad. That's what it looks like.
Right, because I think at the very bottom of it all, it's all about authoritarianism.
Yeah.
You know, they've got to tell you how to live your life. They've got to tell you, you know, it's like I said earlier, I don't buy that they're really concerned about climate change, or they just want everybody to have an electric car and this kind of, I just don't buy it, because it's just
okay.
A mechanism.
Let me explain something to the people. The post office just canceled an order for a whole bunch of electric vehicles. You want to know why?
Why's that?
Because as much as they drive the electric vehicles, they would have to stop them, plug them in every 2 hours to charge them up so they can continue to use them the rest of the day. You can't do that.
Well, no. I mean, they're constantly out there all day long driving and delivering the mail to all the people. So,
and they can't haul much of a payload.
Well, that's true. So I guess it's through rain or sleet or snow or hail, as long as we have an electrical plug.
Well, they're
or buying something.
They're buying gasoline. Like they're buying gasoline vehicles. They canceled the electronic order, going back to gasoline vehicles, because they found out that. And by the way, they've been using the electric. I've seen them. They've been using them, but they just don't hold the charge. And when they load all that mail on them and they load them up, the heavier it gets, the more it drags the battery down.
That's right.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. We're going to roll it right through this break.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You know what I found 7 years ago? Similar to what Jeff found? I found Relief Factor, and I've been taking it for over 7 years, and I take it because it works. Now, the problem that I have, which works for me, the Relief Factor that is the swelling and the inflammation and the pain that I have in my left leg, my foot, and my ankle. And I never know when it's going to happen, and I never know when it's going to stop. Because some days I get it and it just won't stop like for the whole day. So I start my day out every day with a packet of Relief Factor. And if I need it a second time, I take it a second time. If I need it a third time, I take it a third time. But I take it because it works. Now, it's all natural. The combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It goes to lower and eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on by going right straight to the source of the pain. And it's 100% drug-free. Love that part about it. Plus, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. So, they gave me a website. It's called relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And you go over there, look at the three-week quick start, $19.95. Give it a shot. See what happens. There's no club to join. No lengthy memberships. None of that stuff. You just go over, order the product. And at the end of 3 weeks, if you want to continue to take it, it'll kick into the automatic subscription process, and away you go. And, of course, the price then will go back to 4 weeks in a month, and you can do the math and figure out what it's going to cost for you to have it. And, again, like I say, there's no other add-ons to it. All right, back to Kyle Warm, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, for the left, the coping mechanisms have already kicked into high gear. Donald Trump, who isn't even president right now and has nothing to do with the current situation, is constantly being discussed by the media, by the left, and by anybody that can talk, more so than Vladimir Putin. Now, after all, they couldn't possibly be expected to hold Joe Biden, the actual president of the United States, accountable for his incredible failures, could they?
Well, of course not.
So another scapegoat has emerged that connects to Trump as well. And as the UN Security Council convened after the invasion began in the Ukraine, an absurd spectacle played out with Russia getting to chair the meeting. Isn't that something? That's like putting the fox in charge of the hen house.
Well, that's right. And I think they were gaveling the meeting to a close where people were, you know, kind of, raising some pretty good points and so forth. So, yes, this is just a very weird situation.
Yeah, because they're going to have a vote today on all of this there. I don't know what's going to happen, but we'll wait and see. Now, we already know who James O'Keefe is, right?
Right, yeah, Project Veritas.
Yep, he's a consummate investigative journalist. And, of course, O'Keefe was one of the speakers over at the CPAC meeting. And he told people that Project Veritas, the stings, are designed to expose the corporate and legacy media, and also this exposure that he's done lately of CNN and Jeff Zucker. Now, Twitter has banned him right now. Do you know that?
Yeah, they banned him. Yeah, on Project Veritas, yeah.
Yeah, so not that he needs to have them. They need to have him more than he needs to have them, in my opinion.
Well, right. You know, it's just so obvious, what's happening when the people like James O'Keefe of Project Veritas get banned, or there was an article about Hunter Biden that came out right before the election and that was banned and you couldn't forward it, you couldn't retweet it, stuff like that. Well, you know, Captain, what's the old saying? The truth will out. Well, the truth will out about these things, and it's not going to simply be kept back by Twitter. A lot of people get their news, it would seem, from social media. It's certainly an augmentation of getting the word out, but it's in the end, it will backfire. There's no doubt about it.
Now, Senator Chuck Schumer says that the senators will get a classified briefing on Ukraine when they return from their recess.
Well, I don't know. I think it's good that we just put Chuck Schumer out to recess for a while.
Put him out to pasture.
go out and play for a while, Senator. All of a sudden, Captain, you know, this seems like a really important problem right now. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems pretty important. So they'll come back next week when they're off recess, and then they'll get their briefing. It seems, and because this all comes, by the way, in the shadow of other lawmakers trying to make sure that Biden understands the War Powers Act before he would ever send troops to do anything other than, you know, go and do what they're doing right now in terms of shoring up the other things or replacing troops that got moved over to Poland, this kind of thing. So I guess they can just wait until the end of recess.
Now, there is a self-described liberal host by the name of Dean Obadiah. Have you ever heard of him?
Not a whole lot, but he's pretty liberal.
He says the GOP is watching the Russian invasion as a playbook to wage more January 6th attacks.
It kind of sounds, Captain, like, you know, maybe he wants to, like, get talked about or something, like, get my name out there, and I'll say something incredibly crazy, like, they're watching Vladimir Putin in Ukraine to figure out how to do more January. That's just ridiculous on its face, and it's not substantive, and it doesn't add into the real problems that we're facing here on planet Earth right now.
And, of course, yesterday the three Minneapolis cops were convicted after each was charged with depriving George Floyd with medical care while he was violently restrained. And two of them were additionally charged with failing to intervene and stop Derek Chauvin from kneeling on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes. So they're going to go away to jail for a long time.
They are done. That's right. The jury, this is what the jury found, and it's a very, very sad thing. There's just no doubt about it. It could have been avoided.
And I feel sorry for him because one of them was a rookie.
Right. That's so right. And was probably intimidated to a great degree, and there's so many police officers out there who want to be able to do their job and do it with integrity and so forth, and we support them 100%. And when something goes wrong, I think those very officers, Captain, that want to do their job with integrity, they are absolutely opposed to this kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure. And unfortunately, again, it all has to do with what we've been seeing here in different cases around the countryside. And a lot of times they try to do what they can and get by with whatever they can get by with, but that doesn't cut the mustard anymore either.
It really doesn't. It really doesn't. And so, again, you've got so many police officers, men and women, behind the badge, and they want to be able to serve their communities. And Captain, I don't even know how they do it. It's beyond me. But I'm thankful that they're there.
Well, yeah, and it is very difficult to be a police officer in this modern age that we live in, because everybody's got these little phones and these little cameras, and they all run around and they take pictures of whatever it is that's going on.
Well, right, yeah, or I hate to talk about this, but or they simply become targets. We see it because of the demonization of the police. It's one thing. I think most people, Captain, across the country, they understand that if somebody violates the law, if they violate somebody's rights, then that's our justice system kicks in. That's what it's supposed to do. But all police officers aren't bad. And they should not be targeted by crackpots who are somehow emboldened by those who make a living or make their name off of demonizing all law enforcement. It's a terrible thing.
All right. And before we go on break here, we have some breaking news coming from Fox. Kiev is under attack. Ukrainians are waking up to the evil as Russian troops have unleashed Putin's wrath at the Capitol's doorstep. And we're seeing what appears to be missiles incoming and missiles outgoing to take down the missiles that are coming in from above. So we got a combination of a two-way going on here. And a lot of things falling from the sky right now over the Capitol.
That's right. Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Friday morning. Don't go anywhere. And Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is following through after his warning to Vladimir Putin, announcing even more sanctions to Russia now that they're invading Ukraine.
The sanctions we've imposed exceed SWIFT. The sanctions we imposed exceed anything that's ever been done. The sanctions we imposed have generated two-thirds of the world joining us. They are profound sanctions. Let's have a conversation in another month or so to see if they're working.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is also announcing financial punishments to Russia.
These trade sanctions will constrain Russia's military, industrial, and technological capabilities for years to come.
Reports say that Russian troops have seized control of the area around the decommissioned Chernobyl nuclear power plant. That area is still radioactive, and it's only 60 miles from Kyiv. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Right.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Okay, Kyle, if you insist, I'll take it away. Now, folks, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Of course, that's Mike Lindell's company. And he's got a great page there where you can go in and you can take a look at the stuff that's on the page. And it's called the Radio Listeners Specials page. And everything that's over there is marked down. And then he'll have the things he's got on sale for the week right there, right in front of you. And all you need is a promo code to get the prices. For example, right now it is the towels. And they're going to be down to $29.99 for the set, which is a reduced price of $10, saving it there. And it's quite a deal. Now, you're always going to need a promo code. So you go to MyPillow.com. You click on the front page where it says Radio Listener Specials. That takes you right to the sale prices. And it says, with your promo code, the price is so-and-so and such and such. Well, the promo code is always going to be the word Captain. Very simple, the word Captain. And if you want to call up and speak to a live person, you can do that by dialing them at well, pushing the buttons, calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com. Save yourself a bunch of money, and away you go. And Kyle, what did you buy last?
Well, we have the wonderful towel sets, and we have the Giza sheets as well. And as I think I may have mentioned around Christmas time, I actually got the towel sets for my mom. So she loves them, too, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, and the last thing I bought was the mattress and the slippers.
That's right. That's right. The new pair of slippers.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah, that's great.
Yep. One of these nights I'm going to wear them in here.
And you can do that, too. That's,
yes, you can.
Perfectly suited to that. Yeah.
All right. Well, Vladimir Putin's move into the sovereign nation of Ukraine is now in the history books. There is no stopping him from achieving exactly what he wants, regardless of any paper chase pressures from the United Nations, the G7, NATO, or any Western nation. This move was set with the telegraphing of the weakness in the West, especially the United States, and in particular, Joe Biden.
Well, Captain, once again, we have the demonstration that if you don't project strength, then you embolden you embolden these bad actors. Because we know, for one thing, Putin sized up Joe Biden, not only by just meeting him recently. He's known about Joe Biden and a lot of things about Joe Biden for a lot of years. I don't think that he would have made the same kind of calculation if Donald Trump had been president. He obviously did not do that while Donald Trump was president. But it's because Donald Trump, I think, also projected that strength. He projected that leadership. And, of course, Trump was vilified for saying he even wanted to talk to Vladimir Putin. But now, of course, I think that might be reevaluated in a lot of people those comments were designed to try to influence, because obviously you want to be able to have some kind of dialogue so that you know maybe what's coming down the pike, or try to head it off, or at the very least project that if you do something bad, there's going to be bad consequences.
John Kerry, the gift that keeps on giving. This is his quote. I'm going to try to do it in the John Kerry voice. You ready?
Yep.
The Ukraine war will have massive emissions consequences, and we need to stay on track with climate change.
You know, Captain, the Babylon Bee, that stuff is really funny. You know, this sounds like something that would be on the Babylon Bee, doesn't it?
Yep.
Because it is absolutely one of the most silly things that John Kerry or maybe any other politician has said in a very, very long time. Can John Kerry not understand what is happening on planet Earth right now? And to go out and talk about, well, wars has massive emissions consequences. Do you think Vladimir Putin for 5 seconds or a millisecond, a nanosecond, even cares one little bit about what John Kerry is worried about? It just shows that John Kerry, he needs to have a nice long rest.
Needs to have a padded room somewhere.
Or something. But he went on to say, right? He went on to say, I hope President Putin will help us stay on track with respect to what we need to do for the climate, unquote.
Yeah.
The guy's a monster.
Yeah,
right?
This
is what he's doing. He's not going to stay on track.
Some GOP congressmen have said, we allowed a red line to be crossed. We moved our own goalposts, undermining an already weak response, talking about the Ukraine and Russia.
Well, sure. Yeah, and President Biden's news conference speech, and then he took a few questions yesterday. It just clearly defines all this. You know, he's not the kind of leader that would make Putin think twice about this kind of thing. He comes out and tried to explain to us how the sanctions are super great, and you know, just wait a month or so, and we'll see how they work. That's whatever happened to, we'll fight through to the end. It's never, this isn't going to stand, and all that kind of stuff.
And Senator Marsha Blackburn, who, by the way, will be over at CPAC this weekend, she says, we need to wise up to the national security threat of the foreign supply chain dependence.
Well, that's exactly right. And it starts with energy. That's for sure. We need to have energy independence. We need to be able to manufacture much of our own stuff so that we can be independent.
I'm glad you mentioned energy, because oil prices jumped yesterday with Brent crude rising above $105 a barrel for the first time since 2014 before easing. Now, after Russia's attack on the Ukraine exacerbated concerns about disruptions to the global energy supply.
Well, that's right. And guess who's licking their chops? The leadership in Tehran. This is all connected in that sense. It the bad actors all take their cues and they say, okay, now's our time. Now we can really move forward. And by the way, we've got Biden trying to get us to get back in the ridiculous nuclear deal. They laugh. They truly laugh at the whole thing.
Well, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, but if it wasn't so serious. Yes, exactly.
Okay, Brent crude is now $99.08 a gallon, so it eased off, but it's hanging right there very close to $100.
That's right.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and who knows what news is going to come in the next 24 hours that will affect that again.
All right, good news. Today, the Biden administration will significantly loosen federal mask-wearing guidelines to protect against COVID-19 transmission, according to two people familiar with the matter, meaning most Americans will no longer be advised to wear masks in indoor public events.
That is good news. People have to have some sense that we're really starting to come out of this. And I'll mention this just briefly, Captain, but especially young people. Young people might be more, wanting to wear a mask per se, but they also have to see some pretty clear signs that we're coming out of this, because it has affected our young people, especially, school age kids and so forth, in such ways that we just don't even know yet. We've got to come out of this.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
So we'll cross our fingers and hope we do everything right and away we go, right?
Well, exactly. But, there's going to be some people, especially in the media, that are going to say, we should still wear masks. So or there are going to be other, in the education field or so forth, it's going to be, no, everybody's got to wear a mask. And the division is there so much that I think we'll still be at each other's throats, for lack of a better expression, about masks for a while.
Okay. I'll buy that. By the way, on the border, Mexican border, 11,201 pounds of fentanyl were seized at the border during fiscal year 2021. Wow. Hold that thought, Kyle. We're coming back right after we take this break and the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to The Captain's America.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I've had a large mouth, fast bus, smile, and a couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off, politicians lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand to count the I can count on. No, there ain't much man that ain't ever let me down. Long neck, eyes, long beard, never broke my heart. Like diamond rings and football teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just don't know me. The bars and this guitar. And long neck. Jean, baby, fire in her eyes that drove me crazy. It was red tail lights when she left town. If I didn't know then, I sure know now. Long neck, eyes, long beard, never broke my heart. Like diamond rings and football teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just
goodness, that's a little Combs. Kyle, you know what the name of that song is?
Well, I know it has to do with the long neck cold beer. It doesn't break my heart.
Beer never broke my heart. The name of that song.
I love it.
It. I told you it was going to kick it.
That's right.
So you got
you
kicked.
Were right.
You got kicked. All righty, Kyle. Take it away. Tell us what's going on out west.
All right, folks. Well, out west tonight, of course, we're still tracking a little bit of that active snow. This is what we find on the radar map tonight. This is going to be just north of Salt Lake City in Utah, coming up I-15, still covering the roadway there as you go through Ogden. It looks like it's drifting on over now, heading towards Logan. This is going to be east of Brigham City, so you still got that to contend with tonight. You've also got cold temperatures up there in Montana. Missoula checking in at 11. Bozeman still at 1 degree. Our friends in Denver tonight, of course, 8 degrees right now, but clear skies, so that's some good news. But also, folks, don't forget we've still got some freeze warnings. This is going to be in the Central Valley of California, but it's also going to head on up all the way to Redding, Santa Rosa, same story, down through San Jose, Salinas, King City, San Luis Obispo, down through Santa Maria, and also out in the Inland Empire in the Riverside area as you start to head up Interstate 15. But if you're coming out the 91, you're definitely going to have this to contend with, and also I-10 as well. So other than that, a quiet map tonight, so be careful out there.
Well, it's not too quiet where I'm going now. Up there in North Dakota, South Dakota, over into the upper part of Minnesota, very cold temperatures tonight. Upper Peninsula of Michigan, too, very cold temperatures. A lot of single digits and some below zero closer to the Canadian line. I'm going to drop down to Texas here because down by Lubbock, you got yourself some rain, and the temperature is such down there that it could do something different. We'll see. Could freeze, but right now it's just merely a little bit of drizzle and rain. Now, taking a look at Iowa, the eastern part of Iowa, including the Quad Cities and southern part of Wisconsin tonight, over towards Milwaukee and up the western side of Lake Michigan and through about half of Illinois, you've got snow, which is merely a general snow, nothing spectacular to speak about. Michigan, same with you. You're going to have a couple inches of snow, or maybe three, all the way over to Detroit and northern half of Indiana, I-70 North, and the northern half of Ohio, again, I-70 North. And then in Pennsylvania, the northwestern corner of Pennsylvania, to include all of the higher elevations through Pennsylvania, I-80, I-70, I-76, I-81, I-84, snow through all of those areas. Halfway across New York State tonight, you've got snow over to Syracuse. And then east of Syracuse and north of Syracuse, up to the Canadian line, St. Lawrence Seaway, you have a winter storm warning, where the snow is going to kick in 1 to 2 inches an hour, going to snow that way all day long. And you know what that means. You're going to get a bunch of snow and probably some wind along with it, too. That same winter storm warning goes all the way across I-90 to Boston, across the northern part of Connecticut, across all of Vermont, all of New Hampshire, and the bottom half of Maine. Winter storm warning. Now, you got a gale warning tonight up there from Nova Scotia all the way down to, let's see here, all the way down to the south end of Jersey down there, Cape May. And we also have some bad weather. It looks like we've got some possibly ice conditions in the central part of Pennsylvania. So be advised of that. You're going to have a lot of ice to contend with there. Then you've got a mixed bag of precipitation across the mountains of West Virginia and Kentucky and the upper part of Virginia, and then down in the south part, Florida way, as well as Georgia tonight, southwest corner of Georgia. You're going to have some fog, lots of it. And the fog goes from just west of Lake City all the way across to New Orleans, and then it skipjacks on down to the bottom there, down by McAllen and Brownsville. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him. And I don't know what just happened there, but it looks like as if we had Denise on the line, and suddenly she went bye-bye. Well, here she comes again. Let's get this over here. Okay, so let's go back to the phone line. We got Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
That was magic. You just disappeared. I'm going, uh-oh. But anyway, let's, we're not going to talk about the Ukraine yet because there's too much to talk about. But as we've been mentioning all this different nonsense going on here with the politicians and whatnot, I don't know who to believe anymore. I mean, Joe says one thing, Camel comes along, steps on his toes, or vice versa. They're not on the same page.
Oh, you mean all the sanctions are a deterrent?
Right.
Yeah. They were never a deterrent. But that was a talking point. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden the White House decided to change that. So Kamala really wasn't wrong. That was those were the marching orders. It was said by Kirby. It was said by Sullivan. It was said by
60 Minutes.
Jen Psaki, all the rest of them. And all of a sudden, they had to change that up because it turns out it wasn't a deterrent. But they were going to stick with that. So they changed it up on Kamala. So they're obviously not together on these things.
No. And, you know, you just wonder. You send her out with a marching order. She goes on 60 Minutes and talks about it and this, that, and the other, and was on CBS Sunday, the Sunday show. I think she talked about it over there, too. And Joe gets up there, and all of a sudden, he just turns it all upside down and backwards. And even the reporters were going, what? What do you mean?
Yeah, and, you know, the reporters, when they start challenging this White House, you know, this White House tends to forget that some of these reporters, whether we like them or not, they're veterans, and they have a lot of connective tissue to other people in other places. And they can reach out to France, or they can reach out to Germany, or they can reach out even to Ukraine. They have connections with, you know, diplomatic people, say, even in Russia. So... they forget that.
Okay.
Other people giving answers.
Hold that thought. We're coming right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And when we come back, we are going to talk about the Ukraine. Plenty to talk about tonight. Don't go anywhere.
More with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.